مبارک تجھے ہو اے ارض مدینہ، نبی کا شہر شہر مدینہ، مبارک تجھے ہو اے ارض مدینہ، نبی کا شہر شہر مدینہ، تیرے پاس جب سید دو جہاں، نہ کیوں رشک افلاک ہو پھر مدینہ، تیرے پاس جب سید دو جہاں، نہ کیوں رشک افلاک ہو پھر مدینہ، گنبت پہ عالم فدا ہے، فلک جیسے چومے زمین مدینہ، تیرے گنبت پہ عالم فدا ہے، فلک جیسے چومے زمین مدینہ، مبارک تجھے ہو اے ارض مدینہ، نبی کا شہر شہر مدینہ، تیرا ذرہ ذرہ نشانی نبی ہے، فدا تجھ پہ خاک شہر مدینہ، تیرا ذرہ ذرہ نشانی نبی ہے، فدا تجھ پہ خاک شہر مدینہ، تیرے سبز گنبد پہ عالم فدا ہے، فلک جیسے چومے زمین مدینہ، تیرے سبز گنبد پہ عالم فدا ہے، فلک جیسے چومے زمین مدینہ، احد کی دامن میں خون شہیدا سبق دے رہا ہے وفائے مدینہ، احد کی دامن میں خون شہیدا سبق دے رہا ہے وفائے مدینہ، تیرے پاس جب سید دو جہاں ہے، نہ کیوں رشک افلاک ہو پھر مدینہ، تیرے پاس جب سید دو جہاں ہے، نہ کیوں رشک افلاک ہو پھر مدینہ، نشانی ہے اسلام کی عظمتوں کی، صحابہ کے قدموں سے خاک مدینہ، نشانی ہے اسلام کی عظمتوں کی، صحابہ کے قدموں سے خاک مدینہ، تیرا ذرہ ذرہ نشانی نبی ہے، فدا تجھ پہ میں خاک شہر مدینہ، ذرہ ذرہ نشان نبی ہے، فدا تجھ پہ میں خاک شہر مدینہ، وفاداریوں پر صحابہ کی اختر ہے تاریخ روشن شہر مدینہ، وفاداریوں پر صحابہ کی اختر ہے تاریخ روشن شہر مدینہ، تیرے پاس جب سے یہ دو جہاں، نہ کیوں رشک افلاک ہو پھر مدینہ، تیرے پاس جب سے یہ دو جہاں، نہ کیوں رشک افلاک ہو پھر مدینہ، تیرے سبز گنبد پہ عالم فدا ہے، فلک جی سے چومے زمین مدینہ، یہ سب سے گمت پہ عالم فدا، فلک جی سے چومے زمین مدینہ.
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشي الخلق من عدم، ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم، مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا، مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين، بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم، يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاء والأكم، روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم، هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل حول من الأحوال مقتحمي. يا رب بلغ بالمصطفى مقاصدنا، واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ونفس وما سواها فألهمها فجورها وتقواها، قد أفلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. First we'll translate this very beautiful poem of our Shaykh in the honor of Madinatul Munawwara and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Fida tujhpe e khaake shahre Madina. My life is sacrificed for you, O the dust particles of the city of Medina. All the other things are so great, but even just the sand and the dust particles, I sacrifice my life for you. Our Shaykh Ahmed Barakatum's poem says, Mubarak tujhe ho e ardh-e Medina, O the earth of Medina, very blessed are you. Nabi ka shahar hai ye shahar-e Medina, because this is the city of Medina, the city of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam lived, where he walked, where he spread the mission of deen throughout the world, where his resting place is. So how blessed is not that place. Tere paas jab sayyide jo do jahan hai, when the king, the master of the two worlds, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is by you, O Medina. Nek you rush ke aflaako pir Medina. Then why don't the heavens also envy the earth of Medina? Because Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam is there. Tere sabz gumbat pe alam fida hai. The world sacrificed themselves on the beautiful green dome of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Falak jaise chume zameen Medina. It is as though the skies are kissing the earth of Medina. How much they love Madinatul Munawwara. Tera zarra zarra nishane Nabi hai. Each speck of yours is a sign of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Fida tujh pe hai, tu fida tujh pe. Tujhpe main khaake shahre Medina. Oh, the very sand of Medina, I give my life and sacrifice it for you. Wahad ke ye daaman mein khoon-e-shaheeda, then look at the Mount of Uhud and the Qabristan of which is at the left of the Mount of Uhud, there were all the shuhada, 70 people who became sahaba, who became shaheed in one day. Sayyidina Hamza radiyallahu anhu is buried there. Sabak de rahahe wafa'i Madina. This is all giving us a lesson how the sahaba in Medina, how they were faithful and loyal for Islam, for the defense of Islam. They gave their lives for Islam. Their blood flowed. 70 sahaba became shaheed in one day for the sake of Islam and in the defense of Islam. Nishani hai Islam ki azmato ki. And this is a sign of the greatness of Islam. Sahaba ki qadmo se khaake Medina radiyallahu anhum. That from the feet of the sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum and the sand of Medina, this all is giving, it gives evidence of the greatness of Islam. Wafadariyo pe sahaba ki akhtar. And on the loyalty of the sahaba, how faithful they were to Islam, how loyal they were to Islam. He tariq roshan ye shahre Medina. History gives a bright light, shows that how the city of Medina was loyal to Islam, and how the sahaba who lived there, they gave their lives for Islam. We should learn a lesson from here, that at least we should live according to Islam. Our namazes, etc., our dressing, our way of life should be like that of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The ayat our Shaykh Damat Barakatuhum says that before every bayan, make muzakra, discuss one sunnat of Hadrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And really the sunnats are the life wire of this ummah. In a hadith it is mentioned, man ahya sunnati, any person who will make one sunnat of mine alive. And what does it mean to make it alive? Ay man amila biha, a person who will practice on a sunnat. عند فساد أمتي, when there will be like corruption in my ummah, people will be far from deen, they are not practicing deen like what the condition is today. A person who will practice on one sunnah, فله بها أجر مئة شهيد, or كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام, he will get the reward of 100 shaheeds. In these times, a person who will practice on any one sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he'll get the reward of 100 shaheed. So how great to get the reward of one shaheed is so great. Yeah, 100 shaheeds. And this shaheed is a strange shaheed. He becomes shaheed, he gets a shaheed not of one shaheed, of 100 shaheeds. And he's not dead also. He's still alive. That shaheed on the battlefield, one time he becomes shaheed, he's dead, and he got the reward of one shaheed. But this shaheed who practiced on sunnah gets a reward of 100 shaheeds, and he's not dead, he's alive. Practice again on another sunnah, another 100 shaheeds. So this is a time, lootne ka mauka hai dosto. There is a time to take from the great treasures of Allah. Just make amal on one sunnah and take from the great treasures of Allah Ta'ala. So one sunnah that we should always try and practice upon, all the sunnahs, but this one, when we enter the masjid, then there are 5 sunnahs that we can practice. Just entering the masjid, we haven't still made nafil namaz, we haven't still made our faras namaz, just entering we can get 500 shaheed sawab. If we do this, when we enter, one thing, enter with the right foot. It is sunnah to enter the masjid with the right foot. Always make it a point and consciously. And keep this in mind, not just out of habit, but there is the sunnah of my Nabi. Because of that, I'm entering with the right foot. Say Bismillah, that is also a sunnah. So 2 sunnahs, just and to say Bismillah, your throat won't get dry or anything. And you do it with this, that it is my Nabi's sunnah. So 2 sunnahs already. Then read Durood Sharif. Salawat ala Nabi. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Rasulillah. So 3 sunnahs already you have practiced. Then make dua of maghfirat. Rabbi ighfirli dhunubi. Already another one. Waftahli abwaab rahmatik. And open your doors of rahmat for me. I've come to your house, O Allah. I want your mercy. Open your doors of mercy. Five sunnats. And then make niyat of i'tikaf also. Nafil i'tikaf. That as long as I'm in the masjid, just say, Nawaitu, Nawaitu al-i'tikaf. Nawaitu sunnat al-i'tikaf. And make the niyat of i'tikaf also. So if we haven't made the niyat now and we came in the masjid, make it now in our hearts. That as long as I'm in the masjid, I'm here for i'tikaf. So even if we are just sitting quiet, not even reading Subhanallah, not even reading Durood Sharif, just sitting. In fact, even if we fall asleep, we made niyat of i'tikaf, for as long as you are in i'tikaf, you're going to get free sawab for that. Why mustn't we take from Allah when Allah is giving? Really, we are very weak in making niyat. If we make the niyat of i'tikaf, as we are reading our namaz, we are making, we are listening to the bayan, now we'll be about 1.5, nearly 2 hours. From about 6:15, maybe till about 8 o'clock, 8:15 will be in the 2 hours. If we just make, that time we made the niyat full 2 hours. Otherwise, make niyat now in our hearts, that I'm in the masjid, I'm making niyat of i'tikaf. How lot reward. For that 5 sunnats, 500 shaheed sawab. Every time we enter the masjid, let us try and enter like that. Enter with the right foot. Bismillahi wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. Rabbi ighfirli dhunubi. And by saying Rabbi ighfirli dhunubi, we're making tawbah, istighfar. Oh Allah, forgive my sins. Now we came with a clean slate. Like a child, if it was dirty and dead, you don't want to hug the child first, you clean the child. So you bath the child, you put on clean clothes, then happily how you hug the child. So we clean ourselves, make tawbah istighfar. Now Allah will hug us, embrace us, accept us. Rabbi ighfirli dhunubi waftah li abwaab rahmatik. Now that we are clean, Allah's rahmat will pour down upon us. And then make niyat of i'tikaf. When we go out again make these niyats, these amals. Again 5 sunnats when we are leaving. When we entering, 500 shaheed sawab. When we are leaving, another 500 shaheed sawab. When we are leaving, again bismillah. Leave with the left leg. First put the left legs out. Wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. Rabbi ighfirli dhunubi waftahli abwaaba fadlik. That when we came in, we asked for Allah's rahmat. When we are leaving, now we ask for Allah's fazl. That is rosy. Now Allah, we obeyed you, we fulfilled your duty. Now you open the doors of rosy for us. You, when we come, when we go back from the masjid, Zuhar we made, we go to our shops. Asr we made, we go to our shops. So, oh Allah, open the doors of rosy for us now. How wonderful isn't the sunnah, and our dunya is also seen too. Deen is also seen too. Our akhirat is also made. So just entering and leaving the masjid, how many sunnahs? So may Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal. See all this, we studied it in kitabs, but it wasn't in practice in our lives. For that we have to stay with those people who practice deen. We stayed with our Shaykh Ahmad Barakatuh. He reminded us over and over how many times. Then little bit we learned. What we learned, we try and teach our brothers. So we also always hear few times. It will come in our life. What happens, we are told 1-2 times, we forget. Then again we are reminded. But if repeatedly we are reminded, inshallah, it will come in our lives. Whole life, 5 times a day we come to masjid. 5 times, 10 sunnahs is 100. How many? 10, for every sunnah, 100. For 10 times 100?
1.
Ji?
1 million.
No, 10 times 100? 1,000. And 5 times a day. 5,000 shaheed sawab just for entering the masjid and leaving the masjid. And wallah, I tell you, don't think there's any exaggeration. Qiyamah's day we will see, Allahu Akbar, what those rewards are. And to understand how much rewards we will need. It comes in the Hadith Sharif, Ala inna sil'ata Allahi ghaliya. The transaction that Allah has made is a very high. The price is very big, very high. And what are you paying for the big price for? Ala inna sil'ata Allah al-jannah. Allah is saying, Inna Allah ashtara min al-mu'mineen anfusahum wa amwaluhum bi anna lahum al-jannah. Allah is selling us Jannah. And the price of Jannah is very high. You'll need lot, not only 5,000, not only 50,000 Shaheed Sawab. You'll need a lot. So Allah has made it possible for us to acquire it. To understand how big Jannat is, just to give us one example. When a baby is in the womb of the mother, it's a small little world. It can't stretch its hands, its legs, and the baby is so small. But that womb is so small. If in any way we could speak to that baby and tell that baby that when you come in this world, you will see aeroplanes flying, you will see trains moving, buses moving, that baby, it will be like impossible to comprehend. I'm in the small world of mine. It can't understand an aeroplane flying. Not one. How many aeroplanes are flying? Trains are moving. But when it comes in this world, it comes to its senses. It won't be prepared to believe in one aeroplane, but thousands of aeroplanes, thousands of buses and trains. Like that, how that womb is so small. This dunya compared to akhirah is even smaller. Here we can't understand when we are told of what mentions and what things there will be in Jannah. And how terrible the punishment of Jahannam will be, we can't understand it. We are like in the womb of the mother here. But when we will die, just like the child when it is born through that narrow passage with how much difficulty the child birth takes place, like that we also, Sakarat will be like that. And we'll go through the narrow passage of the Qabr. Then we will be put there, then the Akhirat will open up. If it's Jannat, Allahu Akbar. Just like that baby comes in this world, it can't comprehend. Now it sees. Like that time we will realize, Allahu Akbar, Jannat, how big it is, what favors and ni'mats. And may Allah save us all. If it is Jahannam, then you will see, you can't understand, you can't imagine what azab there will be. So may Allah give us tawfiq to make amal on every sunnah. To make amal on sunnah is so easy. And for every sunnah, 100 shaheed sawab. And this entering the masjid and leaving it, 10 the sunnahs. So 10 times 100, 1,000 shaheed sawab. Every time just coming and going. Then we sit in the masjid, we make tilawat, we make namaz, we listen to some kitab reading, some bayan. All that is separate again. Allah has given us this dunya not to make our dunya. Allah gave us this dunya to prepare for akhirat. We are here for akhirat. We are not here for dunya to make our dunya. By the way, sideways, Islam didn't prohibit us. Islam allowed us. But that's not our main object. Just to earn, to build houses, to live it up, to eat, and we forget akhirat. No, that is totally wrong. Our object of coming in this world is for akhirat. And by the way, you see to your needs, you have a car, you have a house, Islam didn't prohibit. And if you do it in the right way, all that also becomes ibadat. Your whole 24 hours you enter the toilet according to sunnah, you leave the toilet according to sunnah, going to toilet also becomes ibadat. You have to spend 10 minutes, 5 minutes, or whatever time. Going toilet also Islam has taught us to make it ibadat. Your eating, if you eat according to sunnah, your eating is ibadat, your sleeping is ibadat. Everything can become ibadat. So such a beautiful deen. But always remember, we haven't come in this world for the world's sake. We have come in this world, this is a place to prepare for our akhirat. And our beautiful deen of Islam has taught us how great earnings we can make for akhirat. And if we don't, really, like a person who misses some big deal, he could have made a big profit in something and he slipped, he didn't get it. He said, I can kick myself. He's so sad, he can't sleep also. He's just thinking of it. Really, if we didn't prepare for akhirat, and we'll see that it was so easy through the deen of Islam to earn our great things of akhirat, which is forever and ever, and we didn't, a person will be very sorrowful. That in it itself will be a big azab for that person. So Allah has given us this opportunity to prepare for akhirat. May Allah give us all tawfiq inshallah. The ayat of the Quran Sharif, I have recited a few ayats of Surah Wash-Shamsi wa Duhaha. First Allah Ta'ala, Allahu Akbar. Allah has taken the most qasams in the whole Quran Sharif in this surah. In any one place, the most qasams Allah has taken. Why must Allah take a qasam? Yeah, we tell somebody take qasam, take an oath. We doubt he's speaking in his life. So take an oath. But Allah, there is no possibility. Allah is Haqqul Mubin, who is embodiment of truth, and Allah makes the truth known. There is no question. وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَدِيثًا. There is nobody who can say a truer word than Allah Ta'ala. So Allah doesn't have to take qasam. Why Allah has taken not one, two qasams, so many qasams in one place? Because the subject which Allah wants to tell us the thing, Allah wants us, please listen to me. I'm taking qasam and telling you, like a mother is telling her daughter, giving her advice. Mother is giving his father is giving his son advice that you don't mix with those people. Don't do this. This is bad. I'm taking qasam and I'm, why? Not that there is any doubt. You want to convince the child how much Allah loves us, that he wants our akhirah to be made, that there must be no deficiency. Allah doesn't need it. Allah doesn't need to take qasam. That how much he loves us, Allah has taken not one, two. Ulama have written up to 14 qasams in this place, just to explain to us. And then again, all the qasams also Allah Ta'ala took. What dramatic and great qasams. وَالشَّمْسِ وَضُحَاهَا وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا تَلَاهَا. Allah took qasam of the sun. What a great creation of Allah. And the creation of the moon, two opposite things, sun and moon. Allah took qasam of that. وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا تَلَاهَا وَالنَّهَارِ إِذَا جَلَّاهَا وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَغْشَاهَا. And then the day and the night, two opposite great creations of Allah. Sadly, we live like zombies. Day comes and day goes, we don't. What a great event is taking place when the day comes and the day goes again. The whole day and then the night comes again. This whole system, every day, just because it's happening so perfectly, continuously, we take it for granted. We don't think that what a great thing is happening, what a great change is happening. Like for example, if somewhere they have to put up, like Ijtima times, how many tents have to be put up, how many preparation. When we go also, we say, oh, what the preparation, perfect, how lot administration. But imagine every day they have to put up the tents for the Ijtima, Maghrib time take it off again. By Fajr time it must be on again. By Maghrib time it must be gone. Ijtima is what of the whole world. Our Ijtimas are small. India, Pakistan, Raiwind, Bangladesh, all that. How, what big Ijtima. But even the biggest Ijtima, even Arafat, the Hajjis, compared to the whole world, Allah, the whole world system, every morning day comes in. All the people come out, buses are moving, trains are moving, shops are open, offices, everything. By night, everything goes quiet again. Everything, the tents are pulled down again. All are gone to their road, to their houses, eating, sleep away. Quiet at night again. Again the next morning, the whole hustle bustle starts again. In the whole world it's carrying on. By night, again, continuously. Well, in our life, we saw it for 50, 60, 70 years. Hey, and this is carrying on, we know, before also. And we'll die and go. It will carry on again. So, what is Allah's qudrat? وَالنَّهَارِ إِذَا جَلَّاهَا وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَغْشَاهَا وَالسَّمَاءِ وَمَا بَنَاهَا وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا. The earth, sky, how Allah has raised the sky. Allahu Akbar. If you think of that, how Allah made the sky so great. Hey, if we, the roof of the masjid came, and the masjid perhaps is the biggest building in our lives. Our houses are not perhaps so big. Maybe somebody's shop is a bit bigger, but masjid normally so big. But the whole sky of the whole world. And then how Allah made the floor, the earth of the whole earth. Allahu Akbar. What is Allah's qudrat? This is in front of us all the time. So these six things opposite, three pairs, Allah took the qasam because Allah wants to tell us a very important subject. Then Allah brought one thing without a pair. وَنَفْسٍ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا. And this nafs of our insan. And how Allah made it balance. Allahu Akbar. If we have to think that our two eyes, Allah made them same size. And if one eye was a big eye and the other eye a small pimple, how should we look? Our nostrils, Allah made the two nostrils the same size. If one nostril was a big nostril and the other was like the eye of a needle, one ear was the big like the elephant, the ear of an elephant, like a big fan, and the other ear was one temple, how should we all look? Our legs, if one leg was 1 meter and the other leg was 1 foot, and we hopping and like that, all we walking, how should we all have been looking? The whole, and then again, not only the outward features, Allah made balance. Your cholesterol in your body, it has to be balanced. If it's too high, you're sick. You're going to get a heart attack. It's too low, you're sick. Your sugar level has to be balanced. Sugar level is too high is a problem. Too low is a problem. Blood pressure has to be balanced. Too high. Everybody, how lot of things. Today, doctors, you go just test after test, test after test, test after test. Everything has to be in its range. If it's too high, treatment. If it's too low, treatment. Allah made us by nature that balance. Every person by nature, very few people are born with sugar problem or with afterwards we pick it up because of our wrong eating habits and that. Now otherwise if we remain properly, how we supposed to eat, etc., how we supposed to live, your sugar will be balanced all the time, your blood pressure will be balanced, how Allah made it balanced. And then again, all other things also balanced. You have anger, too much anger, wrong place anger, then also you're out of balance. And if you are too soft all the time, people trample on you and you don't speak, you're also out of balance. Your anger and your control of your anger must also be balanced. Everything, your talking must be balanced. That you talk all the time, then also it's no good. You never talk when they ask you a question, you're just keeping quiet. That's also. So everything, Allah said, this body, we have made it balanced. وَنَفْسِيَوْ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا. Then Allah comes on to the main subject which Allah wants to discuss in the surah and which is important for us. Now all this I told so that we can understand how important it is. Just imagine what Allah, this Quran Sharif is not my bayan. It's Quran Sharif. I'm just telling you what the Quran Sharif has spoken, that how important the subject is. When Allah says, this nafs of ours, this body, فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. We put in it, we inspired this body, guna also, and to do good deeds also, taqwa also, both we have put. Like if your car has only got a brake, no accelerator, it can't move, it needs accelerator also. So to do good deeds is the accelerator. And temptation of guna will also come. Allah has put, you like to look at women. And Allah has put their women walking around. And how naked and how they are. In your billboards you see women. In magazines, newspapers, everywhere. So the temptation, they are there. You like to look. Allah put that desire in you to look. And Allah put them there. But Allah's command is don't look. That is the test. And if that desire wasn't there, then there is no test also. When I was in Germiston before, then one time the mutawalli of the masjid, very nice man, he said, maybe he was about 50 years old that time, we were a few people sitting, he said, till today I never got a traffic fine. Not for speeding, not for seat belts, indicator, nothing. So we all got surprised, 50 years old man and never. So he said, I never drove a car. So if you never drove a car, how are you going to get there? You won't get. So if a person who cannot commit guna, like you go to the Qabristan and you say, oh, what pious people. They don't make one guna. They can't make guna. Pious is that person who can make guna and he doesn't make guna. And also because we don't have contact with Buzurgani Deen, how many of our young people especially, who have got more desire of guna, they say, I can never come right. I'm terrible. My desire for guna is so great. The more greater your desire for guna, the more bigger wali you can become. If your car, you got a wheelbarrow, what can you do at your wheelbarrow? And you got a BM, top of the series, top of the range, how much can that BM do? But just use the BM right. Don't go in now speed one way. There are bends, etc., traffic hazard and that, and you speed. No, when it's an open road, speed. Whenever there's a hazard, sharp brakes. So accelerate also, your desires Allah gave you. But your own wife, do what you want to, whole day, whole night. She's your wife, no problem. But another woman, put sharp brakes. Immediately put sharp brakes. Don't even look little bit. Don't look from the side of your eyes also. It's right. Your halal money you got. You want to build a nice house, not waste an extravagant but nice house. No problem. Haram, put sharp brakes immediately. Don't involve yourself in haram itself. You want to buy a nice car, you got the money, no problem. But now don't go and take a loan on interest and bank and debt. No, now then put sharp brakes. So that is all. So simple it is. So Allah Ta'ala has put desire also in us. And to control that desire, Allah gave brakes also. And when there isn't any hazard, any problem, then by all means carry on. So فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. When both these things are there, then Allah says, now what you have to do, you have to make one more effort. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا. That person has attained all type of success of deen and dunya, of akhirat, of wealth, of health. Falah in Arabic, all types of success is included. Who made tazkiyah of his nafs. Hey, that he purified his nafs. He learned to control. The desire is there. Even if you're an old man. Hey, if you are so old. Our Sheikh Ahmed Barakatum one time was on the bus in India. He was sitting on the back seat. And right in front was a Hindu old man, 90 year old man. A young girl came and sat next to him. Now he's gaping at her. Not only was his eyes wide open, even his mouth was wide open. And he's just gaping at her. So the conductor came and said, Kaka, ticket le lo. Buy your ticket, pay your money. And Kaka is in a different world. Kaka is not hearing what the conductor is saying. The conductor shook him. That Kaka, ticket. Kaka don't know what's happening. So in a different world completely. So now, even you become an old man like that, and you are more cold than a deep freeze, you can't do anything. But the desire to look will still be in you. Till you don't make an effort to take it out from you. Then, and if you do it, you can be, wallah, we have seen our Shaykh, how many youngsters, mostly youngsters come by Hazrat, university students, young boys, how many girls are bayat to Hazrat, in their youth, no guna they commit. And we see, their control is complete, not only when you get old or something, but young boys, young girls, Allah gave them the tawfiq, because it's possible. Allah hasn't given us any one command which we cannot do. Eh? Whatever we can, what we can do, only that Allah has commanded us. If Allah had commanded us with a command which we cannot do, then na'uzu billah, that is zulm from Allah. It's impossible, out of the question, that Allah will make zulm on any person. So whether you're a young person, whether you're an old person, but you learn, if you make your tazkiyah, you'll see you can control yourself. How many people who become alims, everything, but pride is still in us. That they still to do everything for name and fame, people must praise us. All that your sawab is gone. Eh? But you have to learn to take out pride from you. You do the work of deen. You'll read Quran beautifully. You'll give bayans beautifully. You'll sacrifice. But pride mustn't come in you. You have to control. You have to learn that. That is called tazkiyah. These things here will come. Just like in our normal life, our body, physical. Nobody goes and takes something to bring sugar bimari in him. I must become a diabetic. It comes itself. Now you have to treat it. Your blood pressure, you don't go and intentionally do something so that my blood pressure must go up. But it comes, now you take treatment. So pride comes automatically in a person. To do things for name and fame comes out. You don't go and learn how to have pride. And you don't go and learn that how I must do things for name and fame. But these bimaris come in a person. Now you need treatment. And if you don't take the treatment, Allah says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. That person, total destruction for that person who doesn't make his tazkiyah, who doesn't correct his life. So this nafs of ours, which Allah has made balanced, that it's going to go out of balance. Then you have to bring it back into balance. Your car, your wheel alignment will go out. Now you have to take it for alignment again. your car, your wheel bearings will get worn out. Now you'll have to put new wheel bearings. Your tires will get worn out. You have to put new tires. So as your wear and tear in this dunya, you are mixing with people, you are doing business with all types of people, you also bimaris, spiritual bimaris, pride, anger, jealousy, love of dunya, these things are going to come in you. Now, just like your car needs service, you need checkup by the doctor, and doctor puts you on some medication, your spiritual soul also needs this reformation. Now for that, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has made the arrangement that, for example, we say our setup, and generally in the world, Muslims is like that. Small children, whatever little we can teach them at home till the age 5, 6, we teach them also, they playing also all the time, then they start going madrasa. And they start learning alif, ba, ta, tha. Very soon you see the child that was just playing finishes qaida. He can say he knows all the words. We, the ustaz, made some effort little bit. The child is moving now. Then he's in Quran already. Next you see he's learning some surahs. He's moving. The ustaz's effort and results are coming. Very soon he made whole Quran Sharif khatam. He learned Islamic fiqh. He learned history. He learned akhlaq. All those basic things he learned. Now he's on his way in life. He knows about Islam. He knows there is one Allah. He knows about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All those generally in the world. It's not everywhere and not full, but generally the system is there. Then after that, some children will go become alims. Girls will go to and become alimas. Very few, not all. Some will go. So they will learn deen in detail now. And while they're becoming alims, alimas, the normal process, Allah has made it such to this that you see them making their namazes regularly now, 5 times namaz is in their life, their dressing comes right now. Mostly you will see ulama, etc. Now they are living according to deen. For the rest of the public, Allah made another opening for them. They are all not going darulum, tabligh jamaat. They join the jamaat. You see them spending 3 days, 40 days, whatever. You see their dressing come right. You see namaz come in their life. You see that lives generally have come right now. And so the whole ummah, namaz, he can come in your life. Your 5 times namaz, your dressing can be corrected. All those things. For the ulama, they mostly do it in the darul ulum. It comes there. And the rest of the public, we go in tabligh jamaat, we can learn that. But then we need one step further also. And that is like, for example, you became an alim, you're making your namazes, you went in jamaat, and you are also making your namazes, your dressing also is right, your beard, topi, everything came now. But ikhlas, sincerity, we have to get that also. If we're doing all this, but there isn't sincerity, and just see how to do things for name and fame, how it comes in a person. And not me or you, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and not we sitting, Sahaba Kiram radiallahu ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam told them that if there's a pitch black night and a pitch black stone and a pitch black end walking on there, nobody can see it, nobody can hear it also. More secretly, stealthier than that, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, to do things for name and fame comes in the heart of a person. وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. They don't even know that bimari has come, that I'm now doing for name and fame. You still thinking I'm doing it with sincerity. And now name and whatever is done for name and fame, 1% also, Allah doesn't accept it. 99% for Allah Ta'ala. Allah says, أَنَا أَغْنَى الشُّرَكَى. I'm the most independent of all partners. We as partners, we try illegally, wrongfully to take more than what our share is. When we're sharing the profits, we're discussing, then we try and take more, which is not my share also. But Allah Ta'ala is such that if a person did a amal, 99% for Allah and 1% for name, fame, for worldly gain, Allah leaves that whole amal to his partner. Allah doesn't take one bit of it. So Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu said to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, oh Allah's Rasul, if that is the case, all of us will be destroyed. That whole life we made amal and we don't know, and riyakari came. We're doing things for name and fame. Everything is lost. or we will be destroyed. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a person who reads this dua, he will be saved of all name and fame, worldly gain, all that. Qalilihi wa kathirihi, the little of it, the lot of it. Saghirihi wa kabirihi, the small and the big of it. Zahirihi wa batini, what is open and seen and what is hidden. What is the dua? Let us all read it together. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika an ushrika bika shay'an wa ana a'lam wa astaghfiruka lima la a'lam. Like the fifth kalima. But now, daily, at least once, we must ask ourselves, do we read this dua daily? We're not reading it, so how are we going to be saved of shirk and that? Or of a riyakari? If we read it regularly, and for that we need company of, they will tell us, like we didn't know, our sheikh taught us, we give it all, we teach it, tell our brothers also. Now, how not you stay? We stayed with our sheikh, Allah made fazal. We got in the habit, we start reading it. So then we will get saved of the... Otherwise whole life we'll make amal and riyakari came and we don't even know the bimari is there, the sickness is there. When we go in the qabr, then we'll find out nothing is there. Zubaydah, the wife of Harun al-Rashid, the famous great king of Baghdad, and she was a very pious, upright woman, and she did so lot of social welfare work. One of her most famous works is... when there was no water in Makkah Sharif, she had built a canal of water from Baghdad right till Makkah, and she supplied water here. So a lot of other work she had done. When she passed away, somebody saw her in a dream, asked her, how did it go with you? She said, Alhamdulillah, Allah has given me great, great ni'mats, big jannats, lot of ni'mats. Now then the person asked, because of all that social welfare work, she said, no, all that went to its partners. That is, little bit came for name and fame in there. Allah didn't accept it. He said, therefore, you did it for name, for fame, people must talk, you did lot work. Allah did it. Then, how did Allah give you this? She says that, I had made few intentions, which were in my heart, which no one knew. On that intentions, Allah gave me all this. Value by Allah is not of amal, is of ikhlas. Qualities, to how you do that amal. You can build a huge building but no foundation. What's the use of that building? If the foundation is strong, then that building is worth something. So Allah looks at sincerity. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ أَعْمَالِكُمْ وَلَاكِي يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ. Allah looks at your heart with how much sincerity you did it. So that is important. Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi says, every person must have some few a'mal. Even if it's nafal or mustahab, but which nobody knows about. 100% there is ikhlas in that. Those amal will help you very greatly on the day of Qiyamah. So ikhlas, to learn ikhlas, this is tazkiyah. If you do little bit of amal faraz, you can't do little. That you have to do full. But other nafil, etc., sunnat, if you do little, but there is ikhlas, you've got great value. And if there is an ikhlas and you did lot of amal and no sincerity, it will be rejected by Allah Ta'ala. Then see, just as in our little time, I give you one other example. To have humbleness, humility in a person. If you got pride, it comes in the hadith. If you got one iota, one atom, one little particle of pride, forget Jannat, you won't get the fragrance of Jannat. And the fragrance of Jannat will go to 100 years journey out of Jannat. You won't even come to a journey of 100 years close to Jannat. You won't be, till you don't go to Jahannam and burn that you died with Iman. You had Iman, you had Amal also. Then you made Tawbah, Allah will forgive. If you didn't make Tawbah, out of His kindness, if He wants to forgive, you are forgiven. If not, then you have to go to Jahannam. And you have to go and burn it out first. Then you can enter Jannat after that. So how important. So one buzurg, he got ready for Jummah, clean clothes, everything, ready going for Jummah namaz. On his way, there was a very narrow bridge where only one person can pass. Not one car, one person, pedestrian. When he came there to go on this bridge, from that side a dog was coming. So he made a sign to the dog, you go at the bottom. At the bottom was raw sewage flowing, urine, muck, dirt, filth. So he made a sign for, to the daughter, I'm going for Jummah and I'm a big buzur. I'm a, perhaps I'm the imam also, I'm going to give khutbah, etc. And you a dog, you go from the bottom. Allah gave the dog a tongue to speak. And Allah can make anything. On the day of Qiyamah, a person will tell the parts of his body, Lima shahidtum alayna. Why are you giving evidence against me? I use the eyes to enjoy looking at women. I enjoy my hand, enjoy to hold other women's hands, etc. I did all this for your enjoyment, and now you have turned state witness. You have giving evidence against me. They will say, أَنْتَقَنَ اللَّهُ الَّذِي أَنْتَقَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. That Allah has made us speak. Your hands will speak, your eyes will speak, your tongue will speak, your lips will speak, who you kissed and what you spoke with your tongue. These things, full records are kept here. And they're going to speak out on the day of Qiyamah. So they will say, that Allah who has got that Qudrat that can make anything speak, He has made us speak. And if it's difficult for us to understand that, how can the tongue, how can the eyes speak, how can the ears, how can your tongue speak? What is here? Which machine is here? Is there anything that has got a mechanism of speaking? It's Allah's Qudrat that your tongue speaks. So Allah can make anything of the body speak. So anyway, so that dog told, Allah gave it tongue, it spoke. It said that, see, if you want me to go from the bottom and you go on top, you will feel you are better than me. And a dog is an animal. Animals we look down upon. And in the animals, dog is a low animal. It's not a great animal, it's a low animal. But just to have that pride that I'm better than an animal, better than a dog, forget human being. Then pride will come. And the dog said, if you go at the bottom and you walk through that filth and mud, one jug of water, you can wash yourself, make yourself park again. You will come clean. But if you have one bit of pride that you are better than me, the water of the seven oceans will not be able to wash that pride out of you. So, and the dog said, why I'm telling you? I'm doing a favor to you. Because last week, one of my family, a small puppy, it was cold, it was shivering, and it was dirty and hungry. You told somebody, take this puppy, clean it up, and give it food, etc., warm it, look after it. Because you did a favor to one of my family, I'm doing you this favor and telling you that if you have that amount of pride, you won't go to Jannah. So, how lot of pride? Maulana Thani rahmatullah alayhi said, at least once a day, see again, we stayed with our chef, then we learned it. Otherwise, we shouldn't know. That once a day, say to yourself, Hal mein presently, tamam musalmano mein, amongst all the Muslims, then take your name, your own name, Abdul Hamid, to sabse battar aur kamtar hai. I am the lowest and worst of all the Muslims in the world, presently. And why? How? To explain that to you, we might think, I make five times namaz, I wear kurta, I got a mama, I got beard, I'm a pious person. And that other person never comes to the masjid, he's always in the brothel, he's always a drunkard, I'm better than him. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah has written a story that in one village there was one person, scum of the society, lowest of the lowest, in the gutters, every evil you can think in him, not one good deed. He passed away. Nobody came for his janazah. How terrible he could, not his family, not his friends, not his neighbors, nobody. 3 days passed. Now his body going to blow up and sickness will start spreading. His wife paid 4 laborers and told them, take this body. And you people bath it how you know. Give kafan, take it qabristan. If there is somebody to make janazah, well and good, otherwise bury him without janazah. We can't keep his body now more. They did everything. When he went in the janazah, Allah inspired, made ilham to the great alim, buzurg and wali of that area. That my wali's janazah is in the qabristan. What kind of a man? My wali's janazah is. You go and make his janazah namaz. When the big buzurg stood up, everyone followed him. All went with him. And they came there, oh, this man here. Yeah. But now Allah had inspired him, so he made the janazah, buried him, straight to his wife's house they went. That what kind of a husband was your husband? We taught him to be the scum of society, man down and out in the gutters. And Allah said, my wali's janazah, and Allah sent me, I must get up and go and make his janazah. She said, he was, how you people knew him, I knew him to be the same. But he had two qualities. One, he should come home 12, 1, 2 o'clock at night, drunk, bad, terrible condition. But he should get up last part of tahajjud. And then he should bath, take a cold shower. He should become sober. Ya Allah, please forgive me. What am I doing? I'm the worst of all. Oh Allah, which corner of Jahannam you have kept? Tawbah all the time. The other thing, he always kept an orphan child in the house. Before he eats, the orphan child must eat. Before clothes for us, the orphan child must get clothes. Everything always kept. So Allah loved those. And what we know, which quality of ours, Allah hates. We got pride in us. We got jealousy in us. We got anger in us. And perhaps because of that we are... So we don't know. So say to yourself, presently of all the Muslims, I'm the worst. And till you don't think yourself the lowest, your iman is not. Till you think I'm good, I'm better than somebody. Maulana Thani Rahmatullah Ali says, a person who thinks he's better than others got no right to make bayan. If you sit and make bayan, you are sitting on top, others are sitting down. But in your heart, if you look down upon them, you got no right to make bayan also. How many times we think, Juma bayan, I'm going to lash the people. Give them a lashing this Juma. If that is your case, you need a lashing first, a physical lashing with a whoop. You need it first till that pride comes out of you. So this humility. And then, Ma'al Ka'atibar says, as far as Maut is concerned, take your name, Abdul Hamid. Tamam janwaro aur kafiro mein tu sabse battar hai. You are worse than all animals also and all kafirs also, non-believers also. How is this? That animals, if any animal made zulam, oppressed another animal, with its horn it butted him and made it bleed, whatever it is. Qiyamah's day, then the revenge will be taken. And all animals will turn to dust. They won't go to Jahannam. But we, if we are not forgiven, how terrible, we have to go to Jahannam. And about non-Muslims, we got no guarantee that which person, he's a non-Muslim, we know him, but he dies on Iman. Shaykhul Hind Rahmatullah Ali saw in his dream one Hindu of Deoband in Jannat, walking around, enjoying, walking free. He said, Lalaji, for you is no entry. How come you came in Jannat? Jannat, you're not allowed. You haven't got iman. You're worshipping idols. So he said, Mali sahab, marne se pehle pehle maine ankahat keh di. Just before I died, what was taboo for me to say? What was haram for me to say? La ilaha illallah. I read it before I died. So we don't know how, who is dying and what condition. And who gave us guarantee we're going to die on iman. We hope from Allah. Allah's mercy is very great. We look at ourselves, we lose hope. But we look at Allah, we have great, great hope. But we haven't got it. So how can you think yourself better than somebody else? Before your report comes out and you are giving parties already. I came first in class. First wait for your report to come out. You don't know that I think I did well. But how many times you failed? So we don't know on Qiyamah's day. So pride mustn't be in us. To do things for name and show mustn't be in us. All these spiritual diseases, they have to be treated. And if they are not treated, what terrible consequences we can face. Maulana Abrarul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, great Buzurg and Alim. He was hospitalized, he had some problem. Hindu doctor was treating him. Doctor gave him some treatment medication. So he said, I will ask my spiritual doctor first. So the doctor asked, who is the spiritual doctor? I don't know. I know, I'm your doctor, I'm treating you. What you talking of a spiritual doctor? So he said, okay, get all the doctors of the hospital, then I'll explain you who is a spiritual doctor. They got all the doctors together, then Maulana gave them bayan. He says, see, continuously you will take our blood. How much of blood? You check our sugar, you check our cholesterol, you check lipogram, you do. How many things you do, you check all the time. Tell me in that blood. Can you check how much of pride I got? And how much of anger I got? And how much of love of dunya? How much of jealousy I got? How much of malice? My heart is dirty for other people. Can you show me? They say, no, that's the work of the spiritual doctor. That he will see this. So for our body, we have to go to that doctor. For our heart problem and our sugar problem and our blood pressure problem. But for our pride problem. And we sitting with it. Every person has got this time bomb in his heart. And if you don't get the bomb disposal squad to remove that bomb, if there's a bomb somewhere, yeah, you know, Allah save us all, in our shop, in our, at the bus stop or somewhere, how lot of trouble can cause if it has to burst, and then how many people can die, what havoc can be caused. Worse than that is the time bomb of pride in the heart, time bomb of Allah save us, even shirk in the heart. And if we don't have that, and yeah, you don't need a whole squad, the bomb disposal squad. One sheikh is enough, and he will just defuse that bomb. And like, for example, anger, that is a time bomb. How many people don't treat the anger? What they had done finally? 3 talaqs to the wife. Your whole life you are viewing it. You hate yourself. You crying whole night. You missing your children. Your wife is crying. The families are fighting. All peace is taken away from the town. Oh, in our town, what happened here? That bomb of anger that was there, you didn't defuse it in time. And it burst. And then you spoke. Or you took your gun and you shot somebody. In that anger of yours, which all the time, road rage is a common thing. What happened after road? Small thing. Just because the person cut in front of you or something like that. Now there, finish. Your anger is out of control. There. And then what things happen on the road? So all this has to be treated. This is what is called tazkiyah. What is called in the line of the tasawwuf, that you make a spiritual doctor and you take his guidance to correct your life. Which Allah says, a person who corrects himself, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ سَكَّاهَا, that person will become 100% successful. وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا, and a person who doesn't do his tazkiyah, you can have big amal, you can have big titles of Maulana and Haji Sahab and Hafiz Sahab, but if there isn't ikhlas in there, if pride has come because of that. We were now in one place, and we were busy having supper. There were a lot of jamaats, one jamaat from Madras. One nice, good old man, I liked him, we were speaking quite a bit. One person just told him, Chacha. He said, not Chacha, Haji Sahab. He was calling me Haji. So now, and then he said, I made 54 Hajj, and you're not calling me Haji Sahab. All that you just want to be called Haji Sahab, your 54 Hajj gone down the drain. So if we just be doing all, I gave chilla every year, I gave 4 months every year, I never miss jalsa of a Darul Uloom, every jalsa I'm there, everything I'm there, but this has brought pride in you. Finish, gone, down the drain. And how much don't we need this? So Allah says, and then after that, كَذَّبَتْ ثَمُودُ بِتَقْوَاهَا, Allah gives an example to explain the whole surah and how beautiful Allah has completed, like an essay you write. And now the conclusion, that the people of Thamud, when they didn't make the Islam, they asked for a camel, which Allah must send from a rock, the camel must come out. Allah gave it, but they even killed that camel, which was an open miracle of Allah Ta'ala. They didn't respect that. So if you don't make your tazkiyah, drugs, liquor, womanizing, gambling will be like a picnic. You'll do worse gunas if you don't make your tazkiyah. If you make your tazkiyah, you'll become higher than the farishtas also. So this is that subject which is very important, that all of us, and there are many mashayikh in our country, out of the country, who your heart inclines to become bayat, and then take his guidance and move in that way, wallah, I say, you will see how lot you will benefit. And if we don't make our tazkiyah, even the people of the mood, that will be like a picnic what they had done. And you will commit the worst of gunas, and that is for dunya. What will happen in the qabr? Oh, it's either a garden of Jannah or a pit of Jahannam. Imagine the people 5,000 years are in the qabr. If they're in enjoyment, what enjoyment? And if they are in azab, what azab? And we don't know. Allah has put such a parda on the qabr. We just don't know. Many times, this morning we went to one qabristan. We have to first drive most of the places through the non-Muslim. That qabr is also quiet. But there's non-Muslims are in there. But they also just, we don't know what is happening under. We reach our Muslim qabristan, they also have everything. It's not that here, by the Muslim qabristan, you people, hear people singing and they are happy and enjoying, and here the people are screaming. No, we don't know. Allah has put such a parda on it, we don't know what is happening. So what's happening to my father, to my mother? We make dua to Allah. We hope from Allah. That only Allah knows who went with iman, And even the non-Muslims, who are those who read Kalima before they died? We don't know. So we can't make a final decision. We, the biggest thing, worry about ourselves. How my mort is going to come. And then correct our lives. Then inshallah. You can't, you're making an application for passport, ID, visa, anything. And you just mess up the whole form. And you go and give it in and you're hoping I'll get my work done. No, you try your best, put all your details. Then you make dua also. Ya Allah, let them accept it, let my work get done. So whole life, let us do our thing, our namazes, our tilawat, our zikr, everything properly. Then we make dua, Ya Allah, please, you have mercy. You accept it. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Oh Allah, what has been heard and said, accept it. Give us tawfiq to make amal. Oh Allah, your qudrat is so great that even if all the things of deen are not said, and even if we did not hear them, you put it into our hearts. Let us live perfect lives how you want us to live, O Allah. Your mercy is so great. Your qudrat is so great, O Allah. You desire and wish that we must get hidayat. O Allah, we begging of you for this hidayat. You grant it to us, O Allah. Grant every jinn and human that iman in Islam which you love and which you want from us. Let us live by that. Let us die by that. Before mort, let us all bless us with tawbatan, nasuha, maqbool, Ya Allah. Raise us with that iman in Islam and put us into Jannatul Firdaus with that iman in Islam, O Allah. Save us from all azab, O Allah. Dunya's azab at the time of mort, in the qabr, O Allah, on the day of qiyamah, of jahannam, of your unhappiness and your anger and your wrath, O Allah, your displeasure, save us from it all, O Allah. O Allah, grant us all the goodness of deen, dunya and akhirat. Whoever has got whatever problem in the world, O Allah, whether it's a health problem, whether it's a financial problem, whether it's fights and arguments amongst ourselves, whether it is somebody's work not getting done, any type of problem, please, we beg you, Allah, remove all our problems. Whether it is the problems of the people in the qabrs, O Allah, whether it is living people, remove all our problems, O Allah. You are Rabbul Alameen. You are Arhamul Rahimeen. You are Akramul Akrameen. O Allah, make us yours. O Allah, you become ours, O Allah. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil ummi. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. جي إن شاء الله 24th, 25th and 26th of May there will be an Islahi Jalsa in Stanga. We had one in Azadville about a month ago, and whoever attended, they all expressed how much they benefited. So something, and like this thought that was given, something like that, so that we become conscious, we know what, we get a direction in life. So inshallah in Stanga, 24, 25 and 26 of May, there will be a jalsa like that. Please try and attend. Inshallah you will benefit tremendously. Subhanallah.